the Arabs also brought with them. Part of the baggage of Muslim civilization was corruption. Corruption is a way of life. If you wanted to get something done, bakshish, you have to pay off. And that's not that you have to pay off to have anybody do something that is illegal. If you want to have anything, you want to go to the post office and buy a postage stamp. So I've been in countries in the world where you have to leave a tip for the postal clerk. Otherwise, the person does not see you. You are there, and you can talk to him, and you can wave at him, but you will not get a postage stamp unless you leave him a tip in advance. And that's a government functionary, and he's not that, and he's allegedly being paid to sell you postage stamps. But that is a way of life. It's part of the civilization. It's a way of life, and there's a certain naivete about Westerners, especially about the Americans who come to do business or who come to deal in such societies, because nothing will ever happen. I was in a South American country which will remain nameless, and a person stood in front of the customs officer, and the customs officer would not open the suitcase, nor would he let him pass, and the poor man did not speak Spanish, and he didn't, Then I told him, I whispered, I said, give him $10 and he'll go. But he said, I'm not bringing anything into the country. I said, certainly you're not bringing anything into the country. But if you didn't give him $10 American, he would stay in there the whole week. Well, that's the type of culture the Arabs also brought. In later times, Herzl writes in his memoirs, Herzl came to visit the Sultan of Turkey at the turn, right before the turn of the 20th century. He wanted to buy Palestine from the Turks then. And the Turk and the Sultan always needed trillions of dollars. Any man that has a harem of 1,500 women is always broke. And so he was willing to hear the offer. The truth of the matter is that he could have bought it very cheaply then. We have paid a lot more since. But the Rothschilds and others were not interested to buy it from the Sultan then. But in any event, he writes in his memoirs, Herzl, that he spent over $50,000 in tips at the court of the Sultan during the times of his appointment. And that's the system. So that was the system in the 8th century also. Now, if you wanted to be appointed the exilarch, you had to shell out. You had to, the sultan had to be paid, and the grand vizier, and the guy that's in charge. Everybody has to be taken care of. And Onan either was not astute enough or wealthy enough, or he wasn't a big enough sport, but he did not get the appointment. And somebody else did get the appointment, and the other person got it by the simple expedient of paying for it. That doesn't always guarantee that the best candidate is going to make it. But he was very bitter, and he turned his bitterness towards the Jews instead of towards the system, towards the Muslims. He then wanted to be appointed the Gaon. Now, in the history of the Gaonate, there were two main yeshivas. There were many other minor yeshivas as well, but there were two main yeshivas in Bavel. One was in the city of Sura. The city of Sura is also called in the Talmud Machsia, Mosa Machsia. They were like twin cities, one right next to each other. That was one yeshiva, and that was a famous yeshiva that was founded by the prophet Yechezkel, and it was the yeshiva of Rav. It was the famous yeshiva. The second yeshiva was the city of Pum Pedisa. Pum in Aramaic means the mouth,